chapter 1, Mishnah 6. Adam Eino Metame Ad Shetetzer Nafsho. Humans do not impart impurity until the soul goes out, until the soul expires. Until that point, the person is not considered dead. We could probably spend weeks discussing it. What's the exact point? Vafilu Maguyad, even if he's chopped up, Vafilu Goisa, so even if he's in the throes of death. So it brings over here, in the name of the Elia Rabbah, that chopped up refers to a person who's definitely about to die but is still of clear mind. Mm-hmm. And in the throes of death is a person whose mind is gone, but he's still. So until he's like mamish dead, right, then we don't consider him dead. Zokik leyibum or poitamina yibum, and so we don't consider him dead in any respect. So we'll see all of these things. He obligates levirate marriage and exempts from yibum. He exempts from, doesn't mean he obligates. If his brother had already died childless and he's the only living brother, so his sister-in-law is not allowed to marry anyone else until he's properly dead, until his soul expires. And if his father dies while he's in the throes of death and he's got no other offspring, his father's wife is permanently exempt from marrying the brother-in-law because he's still considered alive. He's still a child. If he dies 1 minute after the father, that's it. When the father died, he was alive, so there's no yibum in that scenario. Machal b'truma, posel b'truma. So too, if he's a kohen, he permits the eating of truma. It means if he's married to an Israelite woman, she can eat truma until he's properly dead. And he disqualifies from eating truma, means if the daughter of a kohen is married to an Israelite, this guy's an Israelite. Until he's properly dead, she's not allowed to eat truma. When he's properly dead, she reverts to her father's household, and she's allowed to eat truma again if she's a bas kohen. Mm-hmm. So to an animal, a domestic animal and a wild animal, they do not impart impurity until their souls expire. Then he says, Hutsu Rasham, if the heads are chopped off, Afal pishim afarksin, even though they, convulsing, kagun zanav shel lata, like the tail of a lizard, you know, when you chop off the tail of a lizard, so shehi mefarkesis, that convulses when it's chopped off, so the person's dead, right? If the head's chopped off, people or an animal, if the head's chopped off, and the Kati adds in the name of the Rambam, that even if it's still attached by a little bit of skin, that's dead. Right? That's dead, even though they're convulsing.